The United States of America is changing like never before. In just a decade, the country has become one of the most advanced on Earth. And darkness no longer means the end of the day. Two men have driven this remaking of the country. John D. Rockefeller and Cornelius Vanderbilt are locked in a battle of wills.
Commodore?
Mr. Rockefeller?
Vanderbilt and his competitors are in drastic search of passengers and cargo to fill the trains running on their lines.
In the 1870s, the country needed to be connected via railroads. And what happens then is everybody who thinks they have an edge in the railroad business goes out and raises money, and they start their own railroad. And what happened then, as we've seen happen many a time since then, is it created a huge bubble.
John D. Rockefeller's oil makes up nearly 40% of the cargo shipped on the rails. But when Vanderbilt teams with his biggest rival to push for a rate increase, Rockefeller takes it as a declaration of war. He builds a pipeline in response and begins to pull his shipments. And since the railroads have been drastically overbuilt, losing cargo means losing money. Stocks plummet as investors run scared.
When prices get out of control and smart people decide, wow, this thing is a bubble, I want out, then you can get a collapse very quickly.
By the time the panic is through, one-third of the country's 360 railroad companies have gone bankrupt.
Every crisis of this type, whether it's 2008 or 1873, has got the same roots, namely that it was unanticipated. So a necessary condition for a crisis is nobody expects it.
The crash is the worst America has seen in its short history.